Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf Yud Gimel, and we're holding in the middle of a sugya which we started yesterday, approximately three quarters down the Omid on Yud Beis Omid Beis, where the Gemara quoted from our Mishnah that while 95% of the first parak that we've been dealing with, when we've been speaking about the kabbonis that were brought on Yom Kippur, we've been talking about the Surah Nasa B'chutz, the Surah Nasa B'fnim, and then the Mishnah also tells us about the Surah HaMishtalech. So Mishtalech was the one that went La Azazel. What did that Soir accomplish? So our Mishnah said it had huge accomplishments. What are those? Because unlike the Sor HaNasu B'Fnim and the Sor HaNasu B'Chutz, whose only focus was on the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosha, whether it was Yediyah B'Tchilo or Yediyah B'Sof, when you come to the Sor Mishtalech, it had a much, much broader platform, if you will. If you want to take a quick look back at Beis Amid Beis, in the Mishnah, about 10 lines before the wide lines down below, it says, Al Shar Aveda Shebetayra, putting aside now, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosha, but all the other Avedas, Hakalois, V'Hachamurois, Hazdoinois, V'Hashgogois, Hoida, V'loi Hoida, Esei, Lois Esei, Krisis, Mises, Bezin, Sor Mishtalech Mechaper, so Mishtalech affects Kapara for all of the foregoing. I'm sorry?
Looks like everything.
Everything, except for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosha. And the Mishnah continues, Echad Yisraelim, V'Echad Kehanim, V'Echad Kehanim, V'Echad Kehanim, everybody, Baruch Hashem, is included in this huge umbrella of Kapara that Kadosh Baruch was giving on the Shar Aveiros. So this is what we mentioned yesterday. Now the Gemara asks, or already asked yesterday, are we talking about Yidin that did tshuva or Yidin that did not do tshuva? When the Yom Kippur that is Mechaper with the Azazel, what does that include? Everybody repented, tshuva, or even if not. So let's take back a quick look at the Gemara once again. You're on Yud Beis, Omid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Omid, where the Gemara begins, Hechidomi, and now we're four lines from the bottom of the Omid. Hechidomi, what's the case? Either lay over tshuva, if we're talking about Yidin that did not do tshuva, then how does this Sorah HaMishtalech work? Isn't it a zevach rishoyim toyeva? We have a posik that if a rasha brings a carbon, it's an abomination. So if people did not do tshuva, this carbon. Now, literally speaking, a sar mishtalech is not really a carbon, but our Gemara gives it the status of a carbon. In fact, Rashi himself calls it a carbon. So how can you go and bring a carbon if you even have not done tshuva? Elamai idi over tshuva, people did do tshuva. So what do I need to wait for the Sar Mishtalech and Yom Kippur? Kol yoyim anami, every single day of the week, one can do tshuva. And a Kiddush Baruch Hu is moichel. On that same day, instantaneously, decide we learn the Braisa, over al mitzis asay, the Osa tshuva. Person didn't put on tefillin one day, didn't wear tzitzis. He did other things. He was mavatel al mitzis asay. Not a good thing. The Osa tshuva, and then after that he started going and saying Al-Chet, and he said Tachlan a few times, even during Hoyd. Lo Yizozu Misham at Shemoichle Lai. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him Mechila on the spot, instantaneously. See, if that's the case, frankly, the Gemara, so what's so special about the Surah Mishtalech? So, Mamanavshach, if people had to do tshuva, you don't need to wait for Yom Kippur. You can get a kapara today. Elamai, he didn't do tshuva. Then Zevach Rishon Teiv, and then this carbon is being brought by Rishoyim Chas Rishon. Now, of course, we're not talking about that every single Yid in Klal Yisrael did not do tshuva. You could have the 95%, 99% did do tshuva, and unfortunately a few Yechidim didn't do tshuva. So the Gemara's kasha is, how is this carbon going to work for those dissidents, for that minority that didn't do tshuva? As far as they're concerned, it's a Zevach Rishon Teiv. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? Om Reb Zeir. It's talking about Ba'oimid B'merdai, when the top of the Amid Aleph, the person is still continuing his Merida. Merida is a very strong term. Merida means a person continues in his rebellious ways, not necessarily a rebellion, but what we mean to say is, says Rashi, Toliyav Tshuva. He did not do Tshuva. He didn't do Tshuva, didn't we say, Zevach Rishoyim Tegeva? But Rabbi, it goes according to Rabbi, that Rabbi is Mechulik in this matter. What does Rabbi say? Rabbi says something that gives us a lot of hope every time Yom Kippur comes. Desanya, Rabbi Yoimer, al kol avir shibatoyra. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about mitzvah for kedushin, for cultivation, for Torah. Bein osa tshuva, bein loy osa tshuva. Yom Kippur mechaper, Baruch Hashem, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Except for three biggies. What are the three biggies? Kegochut mipoyrek oil, umegalaponim bat Torah, umeifer bris basar. Shemosa tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper. Timlav, ein Yom Kippur mechaper. What are these three biggies? The Gemara is going to explain momentarily. But other than these three, even if a person did not do tshuva, Baruch Hashem, Yom Kippur is mechaper. My time with Rebbe, where does Rebbe take this from? Tisanya, we have a pasuk. The pasuk in its entirety is in the Torah Ora Shalem. As you'll see, the Gemara is going to darshan almost each word, word for word, what the pasuk come to tell us. Kidvar Hashem boza. Chas v'shalom, a person was mevaze, he humiliated, he shamed the Dvar Hashem. The mitzvah say heifar, and he broke and he violated the mitzvah of Hashem. He kores hanefesh ahi. What's the double lashon? He kores, you can only get creases once, you can't get creases twice. Tomorrow we'll discuss that. Avoy nebo, the reason why he gets kores is because avoy nebo, he has not done tshuva, and therefore the avoy, the sin remains on him. His soul is still blemished with this terrible aveir. So, from the fact that it says avoyin abo means he did not do tshuva. So, let's see the Gemara. My time at the Rebbe designed to say in the Braisa, Kidvar Hashem Boza, Zeha Poirik Ol, Umegal Eponim Bat Hoyra. These are the first two of the three biggies that we said. What's a Poirik Ol? Says Rashi, a Koifa Be'ikr. Koifa Be'ikr means he rejects the Kodesh Baruch Hu as our God, instead he goes and serves other gods. How do we know where is it saying the words Dvar Hashem Boza that he rejects Rabbeinu Shloimeh? Says Rashi, because we have a Seres HaDibros, and as we know, Chazal tell us that the first two of the Seres HaDibros, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kvoidu Ba'atzmai, said those two. Klal Yisrael said, "Well, we can't, we just can't take it." And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the other eight of the Seres HaDibros, but the first two, Kodesh Baruch Hu said himself. And what did Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Anoich Hashem Lekecha. So a person who rejects Anoich Hashem Lekecha, he's Dvar Hashem, the Diva that Hashem uttered at the time of Matan Torah, Boza, he rejected and he was Mevaza. But more than that, Dvar Hashem also refers not only to the first Dibur in the Aseret Dibris, but it also refers to every word and every Pasuk in the Torah. On the Galaponim Batayr. What means Galaponim Batayr? You remember, Rashi reminds us of the Gemara we had towards the end of Sanhedrin, where it says that Menashe was Yoishev V'Doirish Agodoy Shel Doifi. When he was darshaning, he said that, I don't understand Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu included in the Torah two psukim, which L'Chorah have absolutely no consequence whatsoever. For instance, V'Simna Hoysa Pilegesh. The Timna was a Pilegesh of the base Esav. She was a concubine, a Pilegesh. Who cares? She was in the base Esav, so the Alagain and Dred. Why does the Pusik tell us this? Besides that, there's another Pusik, Beyelech Reuven Bimei Tzir Chitim. Do I care whether it was Bimei Tzir Chitim, whether it was during the year, it was in the winter, it was in the summer, it was in the fall, spring? Who cares? That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Menashe got. Menashe, of course, one of those that doesn't get a Chelik or a Mabah. Anyway, so the Gemara said, what's Takib Shad in these two psukim? The Gemara said about Timna, Timna came from royal stock. She was from a royal family. And she initially wanted to go and be Mizdaveg with the Ovis HaGdoshim, with Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov's Mishpacha. However, the Gemara said that they were not interested. And she said, if I can't go and marry the positive side of the family, but I still want to be part of the family of Ovis, so she therefore went over to the Esav side. And she married one of the Alufei Esav. And even if she didn't make a full Kedushin, at least it was a Pilegish Kedushin. So therefore what the Torah is trying to tell us is that this Timna was a Hechra person. She was a person of a greater quality in terms of her Seichel, in terms of her heart. She wanted to get close to Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, she was rejected by the Avois, by Yaakov Avinu, and so therefore she said, well, at least I want to be part of the Mishpacha, so I'll go to Esau. So therefore we are, if you will, applauding Timna's efforts to try to go and come closer to our folk. What's the Inyan of Yerech Ruvi makes Yechitim? Because it says after the Avim to Dudo Im Basodah, I might have thought that maybe he just Chas Hashem stole it from the owner by plucking it. That's why it says Mekzir Chitim, says he wants an Edrin, which at that time, all unplucked Dudoim were automatically Hefker. To tell us that Reuven, as well as all the Shifteko, were very, very careful, Chas Hashem not going and stealing from people, but rather taking only an Edrin.
Why were they automatically Hefker?
Because at that time of year, apparently that's already after the growing season. I'm not.
So the Lekhet Shechon Peah type situation, it was not...
And this was being kept by the people in Aram, or what, meaning wherever, meaning like these
wherever
were...
Wherever this took place, I don't remember, you'd have to look up.
Meaning those people knew about, kept the mitzvahs, the Laban and his folk.
Well, I don't know if they kept the mitzvahs in terms of the Targum mitzvahs, because they didn't get Targum mitzvahs yet. Avraham Avinu only got one mitzvah, as we'll see shortly, and that was the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Otherwise, they didn't get it. But it does say in Chazal that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu had not formally issued the Torah yet at Har Sinai, which of course only happened years later in the times of Moshe.
Where was he picking these mandrakes, or whatever they're called?
He was picking it at a field that was on the side of the road, where presumably throughout the year you have to be careful not to take them without the permission of the owner. But since it was the Yemei Tzirchit, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that was a time of year where people are mafkir these things. Why are they mafkir? Maybe there's no longer a market for them. Maybe they're already starting to get shriveled.
So that's what I'm getting at. The owner was...
Mafkir, yeah. They don't have to say Bepem Olek. It was implicit, because everybody knew that time of year, everybody walked around going into...
But the owner was a member of Aram, whatever.
Perhaps he was adhering to the... perhaps it wasn't a question of law, a question of custom, that people felt that the poor, after the formal harvest, can take whatever they want, because the owners... don't care. If they wanted it, they would have taken it already.
Okay.
There's a sense of abandonment. It doesn't have to be a formal Torah. It could be just a custom of the nation there that they said,
right.
Okay, it's like you see a penny on the street now. It's people leave. They don't care. They don't bother to
it's
pick it up.
It's the harvest.
Exactly. I mean, people just let them, they throw out valuable stuff for the trash. They don't care. They don't want to try to sell it or cash it. It's the custom of the people. It's not a Torah thing. It's the local.
We are fortunate that this Gemara has in it not only Shavuos but also Sanhedrin and Makis. So I've looked up the Gemara here in Daf Tzadik Tes and Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Gemara is telling us about how Menashe was speaking and teaching Agodoy Shel Doifi about the Simna Hoitzvi Legish, and also the Yelech Reuven Make Tirchitim. So the Gemara says over here the Gabi the Timna Hoitzvi Legish. It says about her Omra. Mutif, well, let's go back one line before. He bayali igiure, she wanted to go, Timna wanted to go and be Megaya, she was a bas mulachem hava, and bosa eitzel avrom yitzvah yakoy v'le kiblua. For some reason, they were not Mekabler. The Gemara doesn't tell us why, what, where. Not interested. Holcha v'hoysa pilegish l'alifaz ben Esav, she therefore became a pilegish, Alifaz, the son of Esav. Omen, she said, mutif tehei shivcha, I prefer being a shivcha, in other words, perhaps in a lowly status. Rather than being a mistress, a ganza matron in another nation. Next Gemara. Zok Gemara Vaita. Vayelech Reuven mimeik tzirchitim. Omer Ova bar Yitzhak omera mikanet tzadikim she'ein poishten yedeyen begezel. That they're very careful not to chas v'sholem to go and take gezel. Now where do we see this in the pasuk? Zok Rashi meik tzirchitim. La'achas she'kotzru hasoda. After this soda and presumably other sodas already harvested, where at this point everything is open to everyone. Until that point, when the chitim were still standing, don't get close because you're walking in the field, and that in itself can be damaging. But once the ktsira is over, then everybody can go here, there, wherever they want. Everything basically becomes hefker. So therefore, that's why the pasuk is telling you that the ovos and their progeny, including the yeshivteka, were careful not to be poishet yedeim begezel. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so what our Gemara is telling us is, umegal ponim batayira. That's the Dvar Hashem Boza. The Dvar Hashem has now two interpretations, two meanings. Meaning number one is Dvar Hashem, the first of the Aseret Sedrim Sumechashem Bekecha, and number two, any pasuk in the Torah, which is all Dvar Hashem, if a person says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu include that for? little Menashe meant wider Kadosh Baruch Hu included, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it on his own, but he wanted to soften it a little bit. So anybody that asks those types of questions, that's also a form of apikorsis, because every word in the Torah has relevance, even if we may not understand it and we may not appreciate it. But those are the first two. Now, what's the third of this mitzvah? Say heifa. Zehameifer bris bibasar. This is a person that's meifer bris. What's meifer bris bibasar? Referring to the bris milah. How is one meifer bris? The Gemara tells other places where the person tries to cover up the atara by pulling down the flesh, the skin, which is further down on the aver. He tries to push it down, so therefore to cover over the bris. Why is this mitzvah soy heifar? Says Rashi, shehi mitzvah yechidus. This is yechidus, of course, can have a number of connotations. Mitzvah yechidus could mean it's very special, it's very unique. The Ritva says that what Rashi means to say is that Avraham Avinu, who was quote-unquote the first Jew, he only had one mitzvah. What was that mitzvah? That was a mitzvah of bris. That's why it says v'es mitzvah soy heifar, and not v'es mitzvah sov heifar. One singular mitzvah. Well, every mitzvah is special. Every mitzvah is unique. Every mitzvah is... So he's saying mitzvah soy, the mitzvah yechidus, that Avraham Avinu only received one mitzvah. But the Ritva adds to that, that in the parasha, Parashas Lech Lecha, where it talks about the inyan of bris, it says also at the end of the pasuk, v'es something that's brisay heifar. So we learn heifar, that we're talking about a bris as opposed to any other mitzvah. So any one of these three, if a person did not do tshuva, avoy neba, he remains with the avoy, he karis lefnei Yom Kippurim, he karis li'achi Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, he's chashashon mechuyif karis. Even after Yom Kippur, notwithstanding how much he stood in Bismedish or did not, makes no difference. If he didn't do tshuva, these three remain on his record. Yochal filo also tshuva. Maybe if he did tshuva, then maybe these still continue. And chas v'sholom, tshuva doesn't help for a person who was an apikoidus, for a person who was megalim, tvar Hashem bozi, was mevazin the Torah. No, tamalim avoyin eba. Yamarite el bizman shavoyin eba. So what does Rebbe learn from this pasuk? Rebbe learned for the pasuk that the difference between before Yom Kippur and after Yom Kippur, that only applies to Shar Averos. Because Shar Averos, even if he didn't do any tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the great Rachem V'Chanon, goes and wipes our slates clean every Yom Kippur, even if a person did not tshuva, but only on Shar Mitzvah Shar Averos. When you're talking about these three biggies, you better do tshuva. Because if you didn't do tshuva, avoy neba, then chas v'sholom, that remains as a blemish on your soul until you do tshuva. But it's only these three. But all the other mitzvahs in the Torah, even if you did not do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the Yom Kippur and wipes the slate clean. This is obviously very, very good news. I'm afraid I don't think we paskin like that, like Rebbe. But nevertheless, according to Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, even if I didn't clap enough and I didn't have my full sincere tshuva, as long as you're not culpable of doing one of these three bad things, then Yom Kippur is mechaper. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara now, we asked about how does the Sur HaMishtaleach work, even if a person did not do tshuva, if it's Bashar HaVeirois, it wipes the slate clean. Things like these three biggies, that if you're not doing tshuva on those three, then unfortunately Yom Kippur and the Sur Mishtalech are not going to help you.
So if someone's Mechal Shabbos Kishogeg, they're chayav a Kor Mechatas, before they can bring it, Yom Kippur arrives.
So it appears.
Yes. I saw that it was only like an Arshem Tali. That's what it, you didn't bring the, or you ate Shafek, if you had the Chayel of Shafek Shuman.
That's what the Gemara talked about, the Hoyda V'loy Hoyda. Yeah. From yesterday's...
But I don't think Rebbe was saying that he was off a chattas. No, he asked to bring a chattas.
Why? If you don't give us a chaper.
No, but not. I think it's referring back to what we said earlier. You have an obligation to a chattas. Yom Kippur doesn't take that away. It's only an Hashem.
Okay, so that's not the Hoda Lahoda. That's
the Gemara is going to explain, I bet
you. Okay. Let's go back to the Rashi of yesterday, which seems to say exactly like Brother Shai is saying. If you go to Rashi about 10 lines before the wide lines, being kishaasim b'shoyig, hay shoyig d'hocha, lekel farushay, el bedover she'en shigigosei chatos, not chatos, el oshim toli, ki goyin ochel achas mishtei chatichos, achas shal chelib, achas shal shuman, vein yedea eizei ochel. That what? Bein shenoydeloi sveik on shenoydeloi shebol yidei sofik chelib. He found out that it was sofik chelib. Uh-oh. Bein shaloi noydeloi vnei kibur shalchel sofik chelib. And only after Yom Kippur he found out that maybe it was chelib after all. Ein tzorch lahavi achi Yom Kippurim oshem toloi. V'achinam itzam b'krisis, chayovi oshem as toluyin, sh'ov alei Yom Kippurim, v'turim, v'yalef l'osmi krei. So certainly the mashmois of the Rashi is like what Brother Shai is saying, that this Shoygig Meitz Hoyda Loi Hoyda is only on those Hashem Toli things. However, thing which is a real Chil Shabbos B'Shoygig, you would still have to go and bring L'Choy, you still have to go and bring a Kodakas afterwards. The good news is we're soon going to be in the second Krisis, and we will therefore learn it Mitzvah at that time. Getting back to our Gemara. So that was all Rebbe. Now let's go to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan say, you got to do tshuva for everything. You didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur Ahein, Yom Kippur Aher, you're still, unfortunately, blemished with all of the Averis. You got to do tshuva. For Rabbanan, how do they learn pshat and Tikkaris, Tikkaris? Tikkaris Voilam Hazeh, Tikkaris Voilam Haba, that Avoyne Ba, if you're Avoyne Shem, Asa Tshuva, Umeis, Misim and Marekes, period. So, the Rabbanan also agree the fact that you have these Tikkaris, Tikkaris, together with these three bad Averis, in other words, the Dvar Hashem Boza, Vesmetzosa Hefar, referring to the Poirik Ol, Megaloponim Batoira, and the Mefer Bris Basar, the Rabban also agree they are to be in a separate category on their own. And therefore they also agree you have to go and do tshuva. But the tshuva is not going to go and help you instantaneously, but rather after the time of mess, after the time the person passes away. In other words, does tshuva on those three, Yom Kippur, unfortunately, does not have any effect. It's not mechaper on those. But rather, v'achem mei v'esem, when he passes away, the misim amerekes. However, on the other hand, if the person didn't do tshuva, even if he passes away three times, the person can only pass away once, but even if he passes away, unfortunately, that aveira stays with him forever. So let's take just a quick look here at the Rashi. You explain this in more detail. The machloik is between our case of the Mishnah, and which is Rebbe, as well as the Rabban. Somebody's trying to call, ignore it. Zok the Yomar, let's see Rashi. Lo yamaitu z'man shevoyne ba. Let's get next Rashi. For Rabbanan. Rabbanan, it's about five lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. For Rabbanan, the isla hu nami b'shar aveirois, the ein yemekum mechaper al she'ein and shop. Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi. Shara veiris ye better do tshuva. Amri loch. What are the Rabbanan going to tell you? Hodi golun kro bahanach tlas. Lav yom kippur. We're not talking about Yom Kippur. Eli koris tikoris tikamar tikoris loilum haba. Shav misa einim marekes al sholish halalu beloi tshuva. Without tshuva, even nis is not memarek. That remains on you forever. And chas v'sholom, the person goes to Gehenim, so nishgit. Aval shar aveiros, but other aveiros b'lo tshuva, nami mis merekes. At least you get the benefit of the misa. Achi yom kippurim. Av yom kippurim b'lo misa loy. Yom kippur is not going to do the trick, because I, the Rabbanan, disagree with Rebbe. Shar aveiros, tshuva does not, without tshuva, yom kippurim will not help. She'im masa tshuva, next Rashi. She'im masa tshuva ve'ein avoy neba. We're talking about these big three. Mis merekes. Af al sholish halol. V'loi tikoris li'oilam haba. If the person did tshuva ve'ein avoy neba, the misa will memarek. Even these three. But you have to wait for misa. You don't get instantaneous relief and atonement. Okay, so therefore that's the machlek between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. And our mission is going to Rebbe. And you bring that carbon and everything is wonderful. Talk to Maramati. Right. Umimotis Mukim Slok Rebbe. Can you say that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe? But I'm going to say for Rabbi Yehudi, Reishin Nami Rabbi Yehudi. We're going to see in a moment that the Sefer of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, how can it be both Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe at the same time? It's taka true that Rebbe's name is Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Loi.
Two separate people.
Very often Rebbe quotes Rabbi Yehuda. So,
and what do you think the Gemara is going to answer? Okay, but you'll have to pose the question to get to the answer. Right? So the Gemara is yes. How do I know that the Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda? Tiktoni Sefer, where we just finished the full discussion of all of these affairs, as we already quoted from the Mishnah. Echad Yisrael, v'yechad Kana, v'yechad Mishuch. Everybody gets the same relief from the Soir HaMishtalech, according to this Mandiyama. Uman Islei HaSvara, who holds that? That's Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that? It doesn't say in our Mishnah. However, we're going to have that Mishnah on the Amud Beis in a few minutes, where the Mishnah, where the Gemara quotes in the Amud Beis, it's about a quarter down the Amud Beis, Yekim Amud Beis, Mani Rabbi Yehudi, Desanya, V'chibret Mikdash HaKodesh, Elefnai Lefnim, Tzoyu Moi, Zehechu, Mizbeach Kamash Moi, Yechapre, Elazores, Kahanim Kamash Moi, Amakol, Eli Yisrael, Yechapre, Elevim, Hushvu Kulon Lechapora Achash, Mizkapre, Mizara Mishtaleach, Bishara Veres, Divrei, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, Mishtaleach is for everybody. Al Kans Kla Yisrael, Kahanim Levim in Yisrael. So therefore, when our Mishnah says, Echad Yisrael, V'chkan, V'chkan, Mishuach, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Ibozoi, how can you say our Mishnah is Rabbi? Since Bechal, since we sing that the Seif is Rabbi Yehuda, Bechal Duresh is also Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Darius Teretz. Rabbi He, our Mishnah is Taker, Rabbi. The Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, in this point, Legabe, who is Mechaper? What is Mechaper on the Kehanim as opposed to the Yisraelim? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? That Echad Koyim, Echad Yisrael, Echad Yisrael. Everybody has the benefit of a certain Mishtaleach. Reb Shimon respectfully disagrees, as we'll see shortly. Anyway, so it's Dr. Rebbe's the Mishnah, and that's why he holds that the certain Mishtaleach is Mechapar and everything, with the exception of those big three that we mentioned before, and even without Tshuva. And the Gabe, how do I know that it's not only Yisrael, but also Kehanim Levim, just out like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Abayis. Abayis now asks to Rabbi Yosef, Daf Komamar, Rabbi Sovolok Rabbi Yehuda. Are you saying this with daikonis? You're being very meticulous in the way you're expressing yourself. That Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Av Rabbi Yehuda loy Sovolok Rabbi. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda on his own does not hold like Rabbi. And he holds like the Rabbanon. And Yom Kippur is not Mechaper and Shara Vedas unless you do Tshuva. Oy Dilma, may the Rabbi Sovolok Rabbi Yehuda. Av Rabbi Yehuda Sovolok Nami Kerabbi. Maybe when you said that Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, love Davka. Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda are both totally on the same page. They both agree to the same, that what? Both the Gabi, the din of Shara Veras, even without Tshuva, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. And both of them agree that it's for everybody. Kehanim Levim Yisrael. Aye, therefore, why did Rabbi Yosef say, Rabbi Yehuda, the Sovolok Rabbi Yehuda? Miu Orcha Nemil Tzektoni, Lemeimer, the Talmud Sovolei Karabe. So now our Gemara reveals to us, for those that were not aware of this, that Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, it's much more genteel and gentlemanlike to go and say that the Talmud holds like his Rebbe. It's Rebbe he, and he was a Talmud of Rebbe to Rebbe Eloi, and therefore he agrees with his Rebbe, and that's why he quoted Rebbe Yehuda in our Mishnah, Echad Kan, Levim, Yisraelim, etc.
He didn't quote, you know, when you quote somebody, you've got to say in the name of who.
So the reason why he left out the name is because most Mishnayos, at least a very large percentage, are Stam. Why are they Stam Mishnayos without quoting any name? To tell us that Rabbi felt that that's the halacha. Because if he's going to go and say, it's only Rabbi Yehuda, well, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. Maybe we hold like Rabbi Shimon and like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and other Tanakh. So when he makes this Stam Mishnah, and he's quiet, he doesn't identify, that usually means he's putting on his imprimatur. Rabbi Yisai, Shulchan Aruch, this is the Psak, like that Mandiyah. Well,
Stam Mishnah can be
Avi Stam Mishnah is Kerem Meir, and there's also Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva we've had in the past. That's correct. That the Derech Klal, most of the Mishnayos, if it doesn't give a name, it's Rabbi. This is an exception to the rule. It's not Rabbi, it's Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yehuda. Why is he quoting Rabbi Yehuda Stam? Presumably because he wants to say that that's halacha, that Sar Mishtalech is Mechaper for everybody. So bottom line is, Abaye posed this question to his Rabbi, Rav Yosef. Did you mean Dafka Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda might not hold like Rabbi? Or maybe each one holds like the other one? Omeli in Dafka Kamina. Rabbi Sovolok Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That Sar Mishtalech is Mechaper for all segments of Klal Yisrael. Of Rabbi Yehuda Sovolok Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi, he holds like the Rabbanan. You better do tshuva. How do I know the sign of a braisa? Yochel yehe Yom Kippur Mechaper al shovim v'al sheinun shovim. I would think Yom Kippur is Mechaper both on those that do tshuva and those that do not do tshuva, v'dinu, and I'll bring you a raya from karbonos that are mechaper. What is the raya? Hoyu mechatzes v'yoshim mechaper, yom kippur mechaper. I know chatzes v'yoshim bring a degree of kapara, and yom kippur brings a degree of kapara, and so therefore I'm going to try to equate the two mit amamets. You know, ma chatzes v'yoshim ein mechaper ella al hashem. Just like chatzes v'yoshim, it's got to be that the person is bringing it with his full heart that he's dafka doing tshuva. How do I know it has to be dafka doing tshuva? Says Rashi, because an achatas and osham, you have to do a vidui, vizvadu es chatosam, vizvada asher chota olel, unless the person is lying by the fact that he's confessing, he's saying vidui, that is a form of tshuva. Ah, so just like chatas and osham have to do tshuva. Af yom kippurim ein machaper ella al hashem. Yom kippur is only machaper and those that do tshuva. So you see already, that's not like Rebbe. Rebbe said, by Shara Vedas, even without tshuva, Yom Kippur will work. But we're not finished yet. Ma'al chatzav yoshem, I have a pircha on your mametzina. You're telling me, chatzav yoshem, only in those that do tshuva. Ma'al chatzav yoshem, she mechaper ma'lamezid kishoyge. By chatzav yoshem, it only helps for a shoyge, it doesn't help for a mezid. Someone who's mechal Shabbos b'mezid, even if he does lots and lots of tshuva, he doesn't bring a karma chattas. He only brings karma chattas if you did a shogeg. Rashi points out, by the way, that there are a minority of chatois v'ashomois which are brought even on mezidim, but b'derech klal not. Really? This is a chattas v'noshem even on a mezid. So if you look at Rashi, about 8 lines before the wide lines, all the way down below, 8 lines before the wide lines, ein mechaper al mezid kishogeg, roiv chatois v'ashomois ein mechaper al mezid kishogeg. Ella, the Velchio, Lamushla Karbin Oshem, Asham Shif Charufa, and Asham Nozir Tomei, Vasham Shvuas Api Kodai, those are even if it's amazing. The Chatas, the Shvuas Eidis, the Chatas Shvuas Eidis of the Oil of the Yorid, that those, even if it happens to be amazing. But Derechel, otherwise, 99% of all other Chatois Vashamais are all on Shoyiks. Ah, so Zokti Marab, so Malachat Vyosha Shimachap al Amazik Shoyik, and that's the reason why. It's only mechaper on the shovim and not on the einen shovim. Turn the Yom Kippur is mechaper on the mezid kishoygig, like we had in our Mishnah. Hoyu mechaper on the mezid kishoygig, yechaper al shovim al sheinen shovim. I would think it's mechaper even if you did not do tshuva. Tamaloyimer ach cholak. What says ach cholak? Rashi says in the very beginning of the introduction of Yom Kippur, it says in the pasuk, ach bi osel lachodesh hashvi hazeh yoyim kippurim hu. What is that ach? Ach is always a miut to go and say, most of the times, Yom Kippur is mechaper. When's most? If you do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Oh, so this braisa is very, very clear on its face. You don't do tshuva, you don't get kapara on Yom Kippur. Now, where's this braisa from? It's a sifra. Sifra is the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra. Mani, who is the one that is the Stam Sifra? Mani is Rabbi Yehuda. V'k'omar, shovim in lo, shovim lo. So I see very clearly that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda legabe that the Sur Mishtalech covers all segments of Klal Yisrael, but Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe legabe the din of shovim the enim shovim. But now that we've resolved that, Frank Timura, I'm going to have another stira. What's a stira? Rami Stam Sifra, Astam Sifra. I have two sifras which seem to be inconsistent. The sign. The sifra that we just learned now said that Yom Kippur is only mechaper on shavim and not on she'enim shavim. What's the next sifra? The sign yochle can put mechaper ella im kain his ana boy ukroy mikrei kodesh bli osa boy malacha. I would think Yom Kippur is only mechaper for someone who treats Yom Kippur the way you're supposed to. He's his ana boy. He fasted on Yom Kippur ukroy mikrei kodesh. And in the Tfilis in Shemana Esrei, he said, Mekadosh Yisrael v'yoyim ha-kippurim. V'lo yosu bei malacha, he didn't do malacha, he was in shul, davening the whole time. So I would think only for a person like that is Yom Kippur mechaper. Lo yisana boi. V'lo yikroi mikri kodesh. V'yosu bei malacha. How do I know minayin? Even though the person is eating at home, and then he goes out to his field on Yom Kippur. Rachman letzlan. How do I know that even then, the Yom Kippur is mechaper? Tamaloy me yoyim kippurim ho. It's Yom Kippur, whether you stand on your head or you don't, whether you're eating, whether you're fasting, whether you're in the field, whether you're besmedish, you call mokai. Also, what I see from this sifra, just like Rebbe, the Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on Einam Shavim, even people eating on Yom Kippur. Shoin is the choyr of a stira, one sifra on the other sifra. Amra Bayilei Kasha, HaRebbe vaHaRebbe Yehuda. One price is one part of the sifra is Rebbe, one part is Rebbe Yehuda. Now you're going to say, but didn't I say before that Stam sifra is always Rebbe Yehuda? Zog Nemafarshim, that there was a machloikis between the Talmidim of Rebbe Yehuda as to what Rebbe Yehuda said. Since we said before, Rebbe was a Talmud of Rebbe Yehuda, so Rebbe quoted Rebbe Yehuda the way he understood it, that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on the Einam Shavim. The other was another Talmud of Rebbe Yehuda said, no, I respectfully disagree. Rebbe Yehuda took a much stronger stand, like the Chachamim. It's only Yom Kippur is only mechaper on the Shavim and not on the Einam Shavim. Rav Amahavah Rebbe, both of them can be Rebbe, a Talmud of Rebbe Yehuda. Umoyde Rebbe Bekaris the Yoima. Rebbe's Moida, which Averis will Yom Kippur not be Mechaper? Those that are creases on Yom Kippur itself. What does he mean, creases on Yom Kippur itself? We have the two biggies. Kichol ha-nefesh ha-shaloi se'una bi'etzam ha-yoyim ha-zeh v'nechris, whoever does not ma'an himself, in other words, the person who eats, chas v'shon will be cars. Same thing is, kichol ha-isam ha-lacham bi'etzam ha-yoyim ha-zeh ulta v'nechris. So a person who eats on Yom Kippur, or a person who works on Yom Kippur, gets karis. Now if I'm going to go and say that according to Rebbe, all Shar Averis would include this, right? The only non-Shar Averis are the big three that we enumerated at the top. Everything else, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. If that's the case, Tiloi Tei Mahachi, Kodesh Yom Kippurim, the Rebbe, Leslie, you'll never have that Venichrissa. Because if the person is eating in Yom Kippur, as soon as he's finished eating, wiped away, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Yom Kippurim who, it's Mechaper on everything. Person is doing Malacha, takes a break from the Malacha in his field, he was planting, he was plowing, takes a break, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yom Kippurim who, even though you're Einam Shavim, I wipe the slate clean. If that's the case, I'll never have the case of an Ichrusa, of a person who is eating and or doing Malacha on Yom Kippur. Is Mujduch Zayin, says Yimara, it must be that there are exceptions to the rule, and that those Averis, which are Yom Kippur Averis, like Yimara called the Kodesh Diyoyma, even Rebbe would agree that Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper, otherwise there'll never be a possibility of Kodesh.
It's the big three.
Besides the big three, that's what Yimara is saying. In addition to the big three, the big three we had now, they're going to be five. The big three, the Parik Ol, the Galapanim Batoya, and Mefer Bris Mabas. That's a person who does that type of chet throughout the year round.
And that's where the pasuk says v'nichrusa.
Ikaris, exactly right. It's avoynaba.
Why do we need two more now?
Now these two more is throughout the whole year the guy was a sweetheart. On Yom Kippur, unfortunately, he ate kokel and cholent, or sushi, or whatever people eat, and or he did malach on Yom Kippur. So this is Shara Vedas, and you say, well, okay, Yom Kippur is automatically mechaper. It's not automatic mechaper, because if it's automatic mechaper, you'll never have a case of karis. That's the Gemara.
Okay,
right. So the Gemara says, Al Korcha Muzuk Zayin, that Rebbe agrees.
It's like being in a mikveh, a kosher mikveh, and taking over the sheretz.
Says, Zok the Gemara, I disagree with you. You're trying to bring a raya from the fact that it's Yom Kippur and it's Venichrasa. It must mean that Yom Kippur is not automatically mechaper. Amalom Aloy, why not? Amalom Aloy, Mishkach Aslah. I could find examples. The Gemara gives two examples. Number one, you're going to Ovad Balayla Umis. Or for that matter, that he ate at night and he died during the night. The loy also yimam lechapurila. He didn't have the benefit of the daylight to mechaper. Who says it makes a difference between night and daylight? Says Rashi. The whole drasha was ki yoyim kippurim hu. Ki yoyim kippurim hu. The yoyim is mechaper, not the leil being mechaper.
Why are we saying that yom here is daylight? Yom always means from tzitzak hachavim the night before.
If it wouldn't say it in the Gemara, I would agree with you 1,000%. But since it says in the Gemara, obviously they learned it differently. If you look at the last Rashi, going to Ovid Balai, the mitzli also yomama, she'ein mechaper el yoyim kidachsev, ki yoyim hazeh, oh, not because yom kibon, ki bi yoyim hazeh. So apparently because of the repetition, they have extra words. Of course the yoyim hazeh, we're not talking about the Purim, Kippurim, okay, we're not talking about Hanukkah, we're not talking about Pesach, we're talking about, why is it B'yoyim Azeh? Because B'yoyim is Mechaper. Fine. Frank Timora. So Timora, keep going to over B'lai L'mis. D'lei Osi Imam L'chapur. So Timora, Ella, I have yet another case. Ella Eima, maybe what I should go and say is that Chorus the Imam L'Rebbe Leslie, not Chorus of Yom Kippur, but Chorus of the Yoyim of Yom Kippur. There, it's impossible that the Yom Kippur would automatically be Machaper, because if that's the case, then you'll never get to a case of the Nichrasa. No, Mishkachaslo, I have two more cases. The Ochal Umtza V'Chonkei Umis. That on Yom Kippur he ate umtza. Umtza means raw meat. The chonke, and he choked on it. And umis, and he died in the middle of eating. Says Rashi that you need at least a rega min hayoim after he finished his aveira. Then Yom Kippurim can come in and be mechaper even on the enam shabbat. But whilst he's still in the middle of doing the aveira, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper. Or inami, another case, the ochel samach shkiyas hachama. He couldn't hold out and wait until the chazan in the ilu was finished, and he started eating already before Shkiyas HaChama, in other words, when it was still day. But since he ate at the very end of the day, by the time he finished, it was already night, and there was no delay. Havish shows the Chapur Lei that it wasn't a minute of the day, a second of the day, to Mechaper after he finished eating. Ah, that being the case, I can even find, according to Rebbe, a situation of the Nichrasa, and therefore you don't have a raya that there's an exception to the rule. That all sharaveirois, automatically you get the benefit of the atonement, the kapara of Yom Kippur, bein shavim, bein loy shavim. Oh, but that cannot be talking about Yom Kippur. Because by Yom Kippur, if you're going to tell me there's an automatic tshuva, automatic kapara, then you'll never have a case of an ichrasa. So you say, well, no, I will find cases of an ichrasa. What's the case of an ichrasa? Either that he died in the middle of committing his aveira of eating the umtza. Umtza is a raw piece of meat. The reason why the Gemara says a raw piece of meat, say the mafarshim, because that's much harder to chew and much harder to go and digest. If it will be a cooked piece of meat, then, you know, eat it quickly.
I thought maybe he didn't want to cook on Yom Kippur. He wasn't that much.
I eat a tzatik. Or he ate it right before the Shkiyas HaChama, so therefore he didn't have a chance to get the atonement, the kapara of Yom Kippur. So you have no raya from what you were saying, that these are two exceptions to the rule in addition to the other three, that these two Yom Kippur will not be mechaper. Could be the Yom Kippur is even mechaper on Koriz Diyoyme, even aware of that. But you have to leave him at least, leave the Kodesh Baruch at least 1 second after the commission of the Aveira, then the Yom Kippur can kick in or can jump in and go and give the person a kapara. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Mishnah said, Echad Yisrael, v'echad Kahana, v'echad Koyin Meshuach. Right after that, the Mishnah continues on and says something different. Let's look back at the Mishnah just for a short moment. Beis Amud Beis, where we left off a little bit earlier. After we went through Ashar Avesh, Betrayer, Kazach, Amuris, etc., etc., we said, Echad Yisraelim, V'echad Kahanim, V'echad Koyim Meshuach. They all get Kapora from the Sar Mishtalech. And then the Mishnah says, Ma Bein Yisraelim, V'kahanim, U'lekoyim Meshuach. What are the differences? El Shapar, Mechapa, L'kahanim, Altumas, Mikdash, Kadoshav. And the Gemara is bothered. We just said now, Sar Mishtalech is across the board. Echad Yisraelim, Echad Kahanim, Echad Kahanim. Oh, by the way, there are differences. What do you mean there are differences? You just told me that it's all the same. Ma ben Yisrael lekan, melkoy meshuach. Frey Timur, aren't you being soisri yourself? So Timur, hagufa kasha. Back to Agmar, you give him a bit. Hagufa kasha. Ketoni echad Yisrael v'yechad, kehanam v'yechad koy meshuach. All on the same day. V'ad etoni, ma ben Yisrael lekehanam, melkoy meshuach. What's the difference? What do you mean what's the difference? There are no differences. They're all the same. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, the Amoira. Not Rabbi Yehuda, no Rabbi Yehuda. The reason I'm pointing that out, because you'll see in another five lines, you'll say Umani Rabbi Yehuda, different individual. Rabbi Yehuda is a Yehuda Bar
Yecheskel,
who is an Amoira, and Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana, whose name is a Yehuda
Bar
Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Hochi Kama, Shat Nemishtah Zazoy, Echad Yisrael, V'yechad Yehan, V'yechad Koy Mashuach, Miskapin, V'sor HaMishtalech, V'shar Aveirois. Ve'ein chilek b'neim, no difference whatsoever. Now, we're talking about Shar Averis means other than Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Ma bein Yisrael l'Kahanam l'Koyim Meshuach. Is there a difference? Yes, there is a difference. El Shapar mechapa l'Kahanam al Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Mash enkin l'Kabe di Yisraelim. What is mechapa al Tumas v'Kadoshav? It'll be the Sawyer. Which Sawyer? Well, it depends. What was the Avera? Was it a Yedir b'Tchela ve'ein b'Yedir b'Sof? Then we're going to have the benefit of the Sor Hanas Bifnim, which is not going to be Mechaper. It'll be Tola. And if it was a case with Ein Bayadib, Yesh Bayadib itself, then we're going to have the full Kapara of the Korban Sor Hanas Bachutz. Ah, so that's by Yisraelim. That's by uns. But by Kehanim, they're going to have the benefit of the par of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol brought a special par, and that par is mechaper not only on himself and on his mishpacha, but on all the Kohanim, on Tumas Mekhirash.
It's a par excellence.
Par excellence, very good. Now that point was really on par. Shkoyach. Holy cow. Umani Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda that is speaking. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? The Sanya. And now the Gemara quotes a pasuk. It's quote pasuk number one. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh v'es oil moyed v'es hamizbeach yechaper v'yal hakehanim v'yal kol am hakohol yechaper. Notice that the word kapara appears three times. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh yechaper v'yal hakehanim v'yal kol am yechaper. And the Gemara is going to dash in now virtually every word. And we start off. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh. Now, what is mechaper on Mikdash HaKadosh? Says Rashi, mechaper is referring to the par and the soir. They together are mechaper Mikdash HaKadosh. Who? The par on behalf of the Kahanim and the soir on behalf of the Yisraelim. These two are mechaper on Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. And that says Mikdash HaKadosh. Now, what is Mikdash HaKadosh referring to in particular? Zelefnai v'lefnim. That would be if, chas v'shalom, any Jew in Klal Yisrael would enter into the Kodesh Kadoshim B'tumah, then the par of the Kohen Gadol would take care of the Kahanim, and the Soir of Klal Yisrael would take care of the Yisrael. Es oil moy, the pasuk continues on, Mikdash HaKodesh ves oil moy, is the Heichel. The person is going B'tumah into the Heichel. That's the Kodesh. And then it says in the pasuk, ves oil moy ves ha-mizbeach, mizbeach kemashmoy. Kemashmoy means in the Mizbeach to go and do Avoida. Which Mizbeach are we referring to? At this point we're referring to the Mizbeach HaZohav on which you go and bring the Ketoides and or that you do the HaZohav Sadam. And then Yechaper, which the Pasuk did, Eilu Azorais. If a person is Tamein, he goes into the Azara. See, he doesn't reach the Mizbeach HaZohav. He only reaches, for instance, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach which is in Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Or even if he didn't reach it, but he's in the Azara, and he happens to be Tamei, then you get the benefit of, in connection with the Kohen Gadol, you get the par, in connection with the Yisraelim, you're going to get the benefit of the Soir. Which Soir? It depends on whether he had Yedid B'Tchil, Yedid B'Sof, but it's the Inam. Parshat Pshat, it's talking about the Soir Nasim Efnim, because that's the Chippur, is in Parshat Achri Mois, and he's talking about the two major Kabbalists that were brought so far, that's the par of the Kohen Gadol, and the Soir of Klal Yisrael, which is the Sora Lashem, Sora Nasmithim, they take care of the Mikdash, the Kodshim problems of Tumas Mikdash Kodashim, whether it was in Lufnai Lathim, inside the Almoid, inside the Heichel, inside the Mizbeach, inside the Azores, covered with the power of the Sai.
This makes sense from Tumas Mikdash because, but the Yisraelim didn't go into these areas.
That's right.
Typically, it was very. I mean, it's a Davar Shel Shchiach.
Mm-hmm.
Why are
were it to occur?
Okay.
You see, Rashi says the Chibur is Mikdash Hakodesh, six lines on the top. The void is par v'soh shem Kippurim k'ziv, and mechaperis al tumas Mikdash Kedoshim. So these two cover everybody in Klal Yisrael. If it ever happens, it happened. If it didn't happen, it never happened. That's fine. But were it to happen, then you get a kapara for all through the par and through the soir. For the Kahanim and the Yisraelim, respectively. Continuing on, Zokti Mora, but now we're not finished with the Pasuk yet. We've only gotten to Yesem Mizbeach Yechaper. Zokti Mora, Vuskeit Nochtem, said in the Pasuk, Ala Kahanim, Al Kol Amakahol Yechaper. Now, for the first time, we're now changing gears. We're not talking anymore about the Parvisoid, but rather, Kohanim Kibashmoy, talking about Kahanim. And then it says, the Amakahol, that's referring to Yisrael. Yechaper Elu Halavim. So now we've covered all the three segments of Klal Yisrael. Hushvu kum lechapara achas shemiskapim besor hamishtaleach v'shar aveirois divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That was a Yehuda that we quoted in the Amud Aleph when the Gemara said that Amishta is like Rabbi and he holds legabi the din of the sor mishtaleach like Rabbi Yehuda. The sor mishtaleach covers all three. So kum techois, this pasuk, the way the Gemara is darshan did, is really two psukim or two thoughts. The first part of the pasuk from V'chiper through V'yes Mizbeach Yechaper is referring to Tumas Mishkadoshov, and it's saying the par and the soyer take care of par, the Kahanim, and the soyer takes care of the Yisraelim. And then V'al Kahanim, V'al Kom Yechaper, that's not talking about the par of the soyer anymore. It's talking about the soyer Mishtaleach. So Mishtaleach covers the Kahanim, the Amakol, which is the Yisraelim, and Yechaper is Levim, everybody's included, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. So, Sar Mishtalech, Kulam Hushu the Kapor Achas. Reb Shimon says, no. Kishayim Shadam Sar Nas Bethnim, Mechaper, Al Yisrael, Al Tumas Mikshish Kadoshov, Kachdam Hapar Mechaper, Al Kehanim, Al Tumas Mikshish Kadoshov. The first part of Reb Shimon is identical with Rabbi Yehuda and with what we've been saying all along. And that is, when we're talking about the Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, the Soir Hanas Bifnim takes care of Klal Yisrael, the Par takes care of the Kohanim. Rav Shimon Oymer Kishem Shadam Soir. Dam Soir means the bringing of the carbon, the Zrikas Adam. Hanas Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael, Al Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, takes care of Mikdash VeKadoshav. Kach Dam Hapar Mechaper Al Kohanim, Al Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. But just like Rav Yehuda said, no difference. Now the biggie. Ukeshaim Shevidyo Yishel Sar him Mishtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael Bishar Aveirois. We know by the Sar Mishtalech it says in the Pasuk Mitzvada Olav Kolav Anoisam, and they take him Eretz Gezeirah. The Kohen Gadol has to go Mitzvada on the Sar Mishtalech before it's sent away Lazazel, and that Vidui empowers and authorizes the Sar Mishtalech now to go and be Mechaper on Yisrael Bishar Aveirois. Kach viduya shel par mechaper al kehanim bishar aveiros, because there by the par also it says in Chazal that the Kohen Gadol said vidui on the par. Now what was that vidui for? It wasn't to go and take care of the shar aveiros, because it wasn't to take care of the mikdash v'kadoshav. The mikdash v'kadoshav was already taken care of with the zrika sadam. Kishem shedam sar nas b'fnim, kach dam hapar mechaper on tumas kishiroshav. So what is the vidui for? Oh, the vidui is to go and accomplish mechaper kehanan b'shar aveirois. Oh, so therefore, just to summarize, what's the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? The gabi mikshush kadoshav, that everybody agrees. Par for the kehanim, and the sar mishtaleach, the sar anas b'fnim for the Yisraelim, that everybody agrees. Now we're talking about Shar Aveirois. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shar Aveirois are everybody, Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Sora Mishtalech. And according to Rabbi Shimon, no, the Sora Mishtalech is only for Yisraelim and not for Kehanim. The Kehanim are going to get it from the Par. How can the Par do? The Gemara doesn't refer to Levim at this point. How do we know what portion of the Par affects what? So the Zrikas Adam of the Par takes care of Mishav Kadoshav. Which makes a lot of sense, because remember, we're doing Zerikis or Hazoyis Adam, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and inside the Heichel and on the Mizbeach, so therefore it's taking care of the Mikdash HaKodesh and Oil Moed and Mizbeach, it's Mechaper through the Zerikis Adam. All Sha'araveis, which have nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash per se, what's the din? According to Reb Shimon, it's not the Zerikis Adam, it's the Vidui of the Par, which is effected by the Kohen Gadol. That's going to Mechaper and Sha'araveis for all the Kehanim. One second. The only question is, what about the vidui that one says on the Sor Hanasa Bifnim? Says Rashi, there is no vidui by the Sor Hanasa Bifnim. We only find that there's a vidui by the Par, and there's a vidui by the Sor Mishtalech. Sor Hanasa Bifnim, there was no vidui, so therefore there's no vidui to Mechaper there on Sharavers. Yes, any questions?
Yeah, so Sor Hanasa Bechutz.
What about Sor Hanasa?
Where is that? Why is it that?
It takes care of the other part of the Mishra Kadoshav, the Yeshua, the Engel Yediyah B'tchila, the Yeshua B'tchila B'tchila.
Okay, because it's possible. Okay, we're including it. It's all just Israel.
That sort would also be included in that goes according to Reb Shimon, that it's going for Israel because the power takes care of everything on behalf of the God. Zokni Moriyat. Ulder Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon hold by the fact that the pasuk that we quoted before, Hushvu Kulan, going back to the Yerusha of Rabbi Yehuda, that after the word Yechaper, then we start on Kehanim Kimashmoy. Amakol is Israel. Yechaper is Levim. Hushvukul and Kaburachas, they're all together. So it sounds like they're all Hushvukulan by the Sar Mishtalech. What does Reb Shimon do with that? No, Sar Mishtalech is only for Yisrael, but not for Kahanim. What does Reb Shimon do with that? Would they Hushvu? So Reb Shimon, Havali Hushvu, my Hushvu, the Bnei Kaporah Ninu. When the Pasuk says that there is Yechaper, that there is a Kaporah. But doesn't mean necessarily that the same Sor HaMishtalech affects Kapar of everybody. Just like we said by the Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, the Par for the Kehanim, and the Sor HaNasa B'fnim, and according to Brother Shai, the Surah Nasr B'chutz takes care of the Yisraelim. Similarly, when they all have B'nai Kapara, but each one with their own respective carbon, when it comes to the Shaar Aveir, it's also the same thing. The Vidya of the Par is for the Kahanim, and the Vidya of the Surah Mishtaleach, that affects the Kapara for Yisrael. Frank Gemara, my time in the Pshimon, where does the Pshimon take this from? The Chassim says the pasuk v'lokach eshnei haseirim, that's the Sur Lashem and the Sur Lazotel. Is kishar mishalech the Sur Anas v'fnim? My Sur Anas v'fnim ainu mechap alakehanim al tov migrudosho. Like we said, it's the part that takes care of it. The Chassim bay, how do we talk and know that it doesn't take care of that? Because it says asher la'am. What did it say in asher la'am? It's pasuk number 3 or gimel Torah Orishalim. V'shachad eseir hachatos. Which sirachatos are we talking about? The sirachatos. The one goes Lashem, because Lazozo we don't go in Shecht. And this is in Parshas Achrimoy, so we're not talking about the Soir Bachutz in Parshas Finchas, the Musafa. V'shokhan esirachat v'shelo'am, v'hevi yisdomel beisdom baroich, v'asa yisdomel. Why does the Pasuk of the Zim v'shokhan say shelo'am? At the very beginning of the Sedra, it already said that the par is brought by the Kohen Gadol for himself and his Mishpacha, and then he brings, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, he brings the Soir. So I know that belongs Ashelo'am, but he didn't have to pay for it, so why is it Ashelo'am? The one that the Sur Nasr Mifnim is Machaper, that's Machaper on Yisraelim. It's because since I say the two Seirim are alike, I have a heckish between Sur Mishalech and Sur Nasr Mifnim. Just like Sur Nasr Mifnim, we make that major divide between Kehanim and Yisraelim. After Sarah Mishtaleach, we make the major divide between the Kahanim and the Yisrael. For Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, why does the Taka say Shnei Yasirim? The Chor is a Hekish. Rabbi Shimon has a good point. No! Lahachi Yiskish, Yushovim B'mara B'koimim B'dongim. That's very famous, and actually brings it to Chumash, that they have to look like identical twins. They look exactly the same height, and the same value. It has to be, it can be Yeshua Tzamtzim. Has to be 99%. They look exactly the same, etc. For me, a city slicker, all the seirim,
one would be black, one would be white, one would be taller, one would be shorter.
Okay,
The goral to be as powerful as possible, because there's no, you can't say, oh, they picked the Lashem because it was the white haired one. You know what I mean?
Very good, beautiful. Okay, we'll talk about that later. Back to the mark. Fine. So, Manta Lahoratana Rabbanan. Now that we have this clear machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, let's try to figure out the Tana of the following Braisa, where there are no names. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? Tana Rabbanan. V'shach Masirachatz Tasheli Am. She'ene Kehanim Miskaprim Boy. The Kehanim have no chedik, Tasheli Am means Yisrael. Kehanim have no chedik in that card. And we're talking about the Soir Hanasa Bifnim, Vashem, Soir Vashem. Kehanim have no chedik. Which is, by the way, that's not a matter of controversy,
because everybody
agrees to that. Umemiskaprin, where do they get their kapara from? Beporish shalaharoin. Oh, by the par. Now, Parshat Shat, we're talking about, of course, the Tumas Mikshish Kadoshov, because we haven't spoken about the Sarah Mishtaleach, we're talking about the Sarah Nazareth.
So there's also, according to everybody, that the power of Aaron is Mikapir, Tumas Mikshish Kadoshov for the Kohanim.
Correct. So far, everybody's on pay. So far, there's no machlokes. So far, everything's good. Now the Gemara throws in, the Braisa throws in, Yochalo Yiskapru Beporish Shalaharim. I might think that maybe the Kahanim are stuck in the lurch and they don't get a Kapara at all. Why should I say that? Shekvar Nemar, because it says about the Kohen Godel's Korban, the Hik of Aharnis Parachatos Asher Loi. It's his. And therefore, Mi'ata Ein Lehem Kapara. Maybe the only one that gets Kapara is Aharon. And the pasuk continues on, Va'adi Uva'ad Beisai, also his Mishpacha. Okay, his wife, his kids, but maybe no other Kahan. It's good. Mi'ata Ein Lehem Kapara. Kishoim, since the pasuk continues on, that's the first pasuk that we read. Ve'ez Mizbech Yechaper, Va'ala Kahanim Yechaper, Muzuch Zayim Metzin Lehem Kapara. They obviously, the Kahanim do have a Kapara, because the pasuk says, Va'ala Kahanim Klam Mahog, Kol Yechaper. Although the Gemara quotes it, Yechaper Kahanim, the way we learned it before, Yechaper is really, that's the end of the first thought, that's the Gabi, that the Par is Machaper, a mixture of Kedoshim by the Kahanim, and then about the Kahanim, Al-Kalama Kol Yechaper, that was the Mishtaleh. So the Choyra, when the Gemara says Yechaper Kahanim, really means Al-Kahanim, and then Yechaper at the end of the part.
Semicolon.
Yeah, okay, good. Anyway, Yechaper the Kahanim and Zinul Hen Kapar. So obviously, the Kahanim have a Kapar. But Mehen Miskaprim. So where do they get that Kapar from? Mutav Shi Yiskaprim, the Parish Alaharin, Sher Hutu Mechloli Eitzel Beisoy. Svaridic logic dictates that the Kapara that they get should be from the Par Shalaharin. Sherei Hutu Mechloli Eitzel Beisoy. What do you mean, Hutu Mechloli? As we know, we only have that general rule that anytime you have a cloud, and then yotzim in a cloud, lamina latzim yotzim, lamina kalkula yotzim. So you have a similar concept over here. Initially, we said it's Asher Loi, it's his carbon, sounds like it's only his, and then we said, no, there's an exception. Oh, the Beisoy, that's the exception to the rule. Once we said that there is already an exception to the rule, we're going to go and broaden that exception to go and include all of the Kahanim. I don't find the Sorah Nasim Ifnim that it talks about Kohen Gadol, his Mishpacha, anybody. So therefore it's more logical to go and say, where do the Kahanim get their Heter, where do they get their Kapara? It's got to be from the Par, and not the Sorah Nasim Ifnim. Dim Nafshach Loimen, if somebody's going to go and ask you, and the Gemara doesn't tell you what the Dim Nafshach Loimen means, that's what we're going to address in Mietshem on the Omid Aleph, either today or tomorrow. Then Nafshach Loimar, if a person says, no, I still don't get it, Hari Oimar, I have a Pasig, Beis Aharon Baruch Hashem, Beis Alevi Baruch Hashem, Yir Hashem Baruch Hashem. What is he trying to, what's Gemara's Teretz? What his Teretz is, the Beis Aharon is referring to the Kehanim, and all of the Kehanim are called Beis Aharon. Oh, so I see that the word Beis, I don't have to learn it based on on the fact that it's a v'chibah ba'davai beisai. Oh, since I have a dover hayotzim in a cloud to open up at least a small opening, and that is, it's not just a shaloi, but it's also beisai. No, that's a beisai. Let's broaden it and include the kahanim. No, the word bias means all the kahanim. Beis aharon baruch Hashem doesn't mean aharon and his kid. It means all the kahanim are from the beis aharon. Oh, so the word beisai means taka all the kahanim. Zokti Mora, we just now concluded the Braisa. Man Tana, who is the Tana of this foregoing Braisa? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, L'chor D'loik Rabbi Yehuda.
Clearly.
Why? The Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Kehanim Yishtam Kapara B'Sara Mishtaleach. And the Gemara, the Braisa concluded, no, Befar. Why Befar? Behutim Chol Eitz Beisoy. And then I find Beisa Haroin. So Ibazoy, L'chor is a Rai that it does not go like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather it goes like Reb Shimon. Zokti Mora, Umani, Hutak is the Tana. Forget about them. No connection to Menelech. All is par. So that's the pshat and the price, and that makes sense. Abay Omar filter Rebuda. No, it could contribute as well. And Hochik Omar. And now we're going to have to take the price again and add a couple of words here and there to understand it properly. Hochik Omar Miata Inlem Kapora B'Tumas Mikrish Kedosha. I would have thought that the Kahanim have no Kapora, because it said Ashaloi. It's got to be his carbon, that means only Aharon and nobody else. So I might have thought the Kahanim don't have a kapara. Where? The Tumas Mikshid Ashaloi. Kishu Oyme Yechapra the Kahanim. Metzina Sheishlan Kapara. Where? Not by Mikshid Ashaloi. By Find Bishar Aveirois. Where? By the Sora Mishtaleach. Ukimoidit Metzina Sheishlan Kapara Bishar Aveirois. Is Mistabit's logical Yach Yishlan Kapara Betumas Mikshid Ashaloi. Now you're going to ask, how do they have an atonement, a kapara, for Tumas Mikshid Kedoshav? Not from Sarah Mishtaleach, but from the Par, the Mehim Miskapin. Mutash Yiskapin, Papar Shalaharin. Shehari Hutu Mechloli Eitzel Beisoy. Vay Yiskapin Besarah Nasim Efnim, Shehari Hutu Mechloli at all. So therefore, the way the Gemara is now expanding on explaining the Braisa, what the Braisa is saying is, I might have thought that there's no kapara on the Kahanim by Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, because it says Asher Loi. But since I find elsewhere in the Yom Kippur mix of Karbonis and Seirim, etc., there is a Kapar in the Kahanim. Where? Bishar Aveirois? By the Sarah Mishtaleach. Oh, so they are B'nai Kapara. So it's logical that here too, by Tumas Kedoshim, they'll also have a Kapar. Not through the Sarah Mishtaleach, of course not. Mikdash Kedoshim is either Par Visayah. Of the Par Visayah, which one makes more sense? Makes more sense to go and slot it into the Par. Why? Because initially we just said, Asher Loi. And then we expanded it and we found an opening for Beisai. No, after Shane Shah Beisai, presumably we'll throw in the rest of the canon too. By Yiskapu, Sarnasabifnim, Shlihutu Machlogi. I don't have to find any exceptions to any rules. Sarnasabifnim is for.
This is Dush of just Israel.
Sorry?
The Sarnasabifnim is too much meat to Dush of just
Israel. Yes, Israel. And therefore, or by so default, the bar will be for them for the canon.
So the Kohen Gadol has his kapara for Tumas Min Kedush with his power, and he also has his kapara for all his other sins with his power, correct?
With the vidui on the power.
Right, but it's also for his personal, personal averus that he did, shkogos, whatever. So he gets all his kapara from that power. So we already have implanted in that korban a source for a kapara for non-Tumas Min Kedush crimes.
Correct.
Okay.
And now we're expanding it according to one man the Yama, not only to the Kedoshim, but also for Shara Veirs. Who's that other man, the Yama? That's right, but who's the Tanoia? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Sur Mishtalech, that's the Rabbi Lada. Sur Mishtalech is for everybody. Mashenkin according to Rabbi Shimon, Vigabi Shara Veirs, it's the par that's for the Kehanim. Sur Mishtalech is on behalf of Kaiser. Vim Nafshach Loimar, and if you're not happy with the fact that he said it's Hutu Machlogoi, how you only my base on Bokhus Hashem? Pray to my Im Nafshachlaim. What was Im Nafshachlaim? Vachitema Beisai Ksiv. It's only Beisai. It means himself and his wife and his children, but nobody else. Kul and Kriyam Beisai. Everybody's called Bayesh. Then Beisai on Bokhus Hashem. Yirishem Bokhus Hashem. And therefore, that's how I know that the par of the Kohen Gadol not only includes himself and his family, and either because. Let's not bring that in. I know that the par is helps for Haran because it says Ashaloi. I know it helps for his immediate family because it says Beisoi. And now I need to know what about the Shara Kahanim? It says Loi and Sinishka Beisoi. So therefore, the Gemara says two answers. Answer number one is I have a Dovish Hutam Chloloi, but the fact that it says Beisoi, I've opened the door to this. Can, I don't want to say can of worms, but this can of kapara, that it's not just himself, but it's Beisoi. Oh, once the can is open, throw in not only the immediate family, but all the Kahanim. The Nafshach Leimah, but it says Beisoi, it doesn't say all the Kahanim. Oh, Beisahar and Baruch Hashem is a sim that all the Kahanim are called Bayis, and therefore all of them are slotted for kapara with the benefit of the par. As to what does the par give them the benefit? For Tumas Kedoshim, the Gabi with its ultimate mechaper and Sharaveyus Bekanim. That's really the machlokes between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, to continue Mechem tomorrow.